This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Smith. In a few minutes, why Magic Johnson didn't get to party at Oprah's place. The celebrity battles over who to support in the 2008 presidential election.
First, though, when are parents not fit to be parents? Each year, more than 100,000 neglected or abused children are taken from their parents. Now, Washington State has decided to follow California's lead and allow children older than 12 to challenge those decisions and try to get their parents' rights back. Now the story of the first child in Washington to try. From member station KPLU, Hannah Jaffe-Walt reports.
Teen fantasies. The Fox drama, The O.C., is full of them. Like here, driving a convertible down the California coast. Marissa, the cute one, finds out that Alex, the mature one, divorced her parents. What could be cooler?
So how did you do it?
I petitioned the court. I had my parents sign the form. That was it.
I was free.
Well, wish I could do that.
That's the exact opposite of what 15-year-old Timothy Wolcott wishes he could do. He wants his parents back.
Well, actually, I'm putting in a petition for the courts to reinstate my parents' parental rights.
The state terminated the rights of Tim's parents 5 years ago. The story of how that happened is a long one, with many versions. State records can't be examined, but the state did confirm they were concerned the Wolcott children had been neglected. There were dental problems, drug problems, a dad in jail. But ultimately, there was one moment that brought this family to an end. A Saturday afternoon, after Mexican food and many margaritas, Elaine Wolcott piled her kids into the car. She was drunk. Tim was in the front seat.
We were coming down a hill. We couldn't see the freeway, but so we went, and then a van just hit us, and we flew in midair heading towards upcoming traffic. And I was the only one conscious at that time, so I just grabbed the steering wheel and put us into the ditch.
The kids were then put in foster care. Tim and his twin Jesse ran from foster care back to their parents. Then a SWAT team picked them up and put them back in foster care. They ran, took drugs, and lived on the streets. The state found them. They ran back to their parents. You get the idea. The twin sister was adopted. Jesse ended up in juvenile detention. He's still there. And Tim says, all we wanted was to go home. Then he adds, but nobody asked me what I thought.
It's because I'm a little guy. I'm not up there with the big senators and stuff. I can't do nothing about it, but I know something bad's going on. It's like being held down and like set on fire and there's nothing you can do about it. You're sitting there hoping it's going to rain one day.
That's a moral sin.
Martin Guggenheim is a professor of law at New York University. He blames Tim's situation on something called the Adoption and Safe Families Act. The 1997 federal law was supposed to help foster kids who were stuck in the system get adopted. It mandated that states file to terminate parental rights when a kid was in foster care for the majority of a 22-month period. Guggenheim says that's had kids losing parents left and right, but not all were getting new families.
We've went a little too far too quickly, creating children who were no longer legally related to families of origin, but in the process gained nothing in exchange.
Barbara Geiger with the Washington Children's Administration says the state does everything in its power to get kids into permanent families. When that's not possible, she says, we can at least ensure they're safe.
At that point, we've become involved for some reason because the child is considered to be at risk of substantial harm or has already been harmed, and we want to ensure that there's no further harm.
As for Tim, he says he wasn't looking for anyone to keep him safe or to adopt him. He was happy with the family he had. Now he's just waiting to get them back. He's officially still in foster care, but he spends most of his time here on the porch with his mom.
How was your day, Mom?
Well, my day was good.
Tim's parents, Elaine and Robert Wolcott, have both gotten their act together. They've been sober for a few years. Tim's dad turns up the music and comes out to the porch to ask Tim about homework.
You get it once a week?
I get it every Tuesday, and then it has to be turned in by next Tuesday.
Tim hunches, head down, in front of his parents, and this non-family looks a lot like an incredibly normal family. Except this one thing. As Tim turns to leave for the mall, he makes sure to mumble this to his mother.
All right, I love you, Mom.
That's right. This 15-year-old never walks out the door without telling his mom he loves her. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt.